Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, I think they've gotten better every day. Broderick got slowed by a little day-to-day injury there for a spell, but has really been on the uptick since his return. Same with Troy. I like the trajectory of the group, but as I mentioned, even though we're leaving here, man, we still are very much in development and got a lot of time in front of us between now and the opener.
Mike Tomlin talking about Broderick Jones and Troy Faltanu. Arrow pointed up on those guys. And I think it was Trey Essex who tweeted this out, and Trey is our offensive line whisperer, that the preseason game that Broderick Jones played could give him a huge boost of confidence. And his talent's never been the issue. We've always talked about it as being between the ears for him, whether it's a technical, the technical side of things or the confidence side of things. He got better when the pads went on. He got better the healthier he got. He got better when he was with Seumalo. Didn't even play next to Seumalo in the preseason game. And while I'm not willing to plant my flag in, hey, he's totally fixed now territory, man, it's much better than the alternative. Because on July 31st, I tweeted out, Broderick Jones's development or lack thereof is the biggest story in Pittsburgh sports, and it ain't even close. Cam Hayward has now superseded that. But as far as the tangible and how it affects this team, I still stand by that. And you know what? We're in a much better place now than we were when the Steelers entered camp.
No doubt. Last night, I watched every single rep that Broderick Jones, Faltanu, and Zach Frazier took.
Look at you.
I did. And they obviously, for Zach Frazier, looked good. But I wanted to compare and contrast. I've been saying that a lot lately, compare and contrast. I wanted to compare.
Well, you've been doing a lot of it lately.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. I wanted to compare what Broderick looked like to what Faltanu looked like. So first, I watched Broderick. He definitely looks better. He looks more confident. There's still little details that he needs to do. He keeps ducking his head, but I think he wants to play physical whenever he's pass protecting. It looked a lot better. Like it looked like there was a foundation there for him to get better throughout the season. So like I'm kind of easing back a little bit on the Broderick.
Yeah.
You know, hey, this bust territory. No, I think he could figure it out. But then I watched Faltanu. He might be an all-pro when it's set, in the next year or two.
Yeah.
Like, his technique, his get-off, his punch, his sliding is, like, night and day compared to Broderick.
Wow.
Night and day.
So Broderick's improved, but then you look over at Faltanu, and you go,
it's
man.
Like, man, this guy's only had how many reps?
Man, that's huge.
This guy only has, like, what, four games, five games? Most of them preseason?
No, he didn't even. I mean, he didn't even play last year.
Which he played with Denver?
He got early in preseason. He got into the Denver game and then got hurt again.
Okay, so like I was like, what?
Yeah,
I'm gonna send it to you in the break, and you look at the both of them.
I'm sure I'll be writing down. He's dipping his head.
No, I mean just look. I mean, you don't even have to look at that. You could just tell that there's a difference between the two of them. But Broderick was still holding his own in the preseason game, and I think he has a lot of room to improve, and I think he will improve. Is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I I always try to couch it like this with the offensive line. Like, it's as talented a group as they've had in a while. Now, talent can only get you so far. You got to be able to play the position. But, man, the reports that were coming out early in camp of Broderick Jones, I was concerned that Aaron Rodgers was going to get hurt. Next year, you'd be looking at having to address the tackle position. We were talking about the potential of Darnell Washington having to move to tackle, which we all still think he could do, but you see this tree trunk dude running down the middle of the field. You'd like to keep him in that position, for goodness sakes. So right now you could put a pin in all those conversations, and where he is right now isn't going to be good enough, but that he got to where he is right now is good enough for where we are right now, which is a big, pleasant surprise. Because you think about one position that could derail the season, those tackles, yep. And Mike Tomlin does not heap praise on young players frequently. And as far as Mike Tomlin goes, like this, I'll play it again. I mean, this is pretty high praise.
Man, I think they've gotten better every day. Broderick got slowed by a little day-to-day injury there for a spell, but has really been on the uptick since his return. Same with Troy. I like the trajectory of the group, but as I mentioned, even though we're leaving here, man, we still are very much in development and got a lot of time in front of us between now and the opener.
So much better, but still leave open the room to grow. Love that answer. Love that answer. So happy to hear it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.